getting information about the audience.
Now that you know what to learn about an audience, the next question is, how do you learn it? A person running for high political office can rely on hired professional pollsters. If, as is more likely, you are invited sometime to address a particular group, say a meeting of the local Rotary Club, the person who invites you can usually provide a good sketch of the audience. Ask your contact with the group where you can find out more about its history and purpose. Best of all, if you know someone who has spoken to the same group, be sure to sound out that person.
Interviewing.
The face-to-face interview is highly flexible and allows for in-depth questioning. When properly planned, structured, and conducted, it can be a superb way of learning about individual members of an audience. The great drawback is the cost in time and energy. Interviewing each member of a class before every speech may be the most thorough method of audience analysis, but it is seldom practical. Therefore, most teachers encourage their students to rely on questionnaires.
Questionnaires.
Like interviewing, constructing a good questionnaire is an art you cannot be expected to master in a speech class. By following a few basic guidelines, however, you can learn to develop a questionnaire that will be more than adequate for analyzing your classroom audience. There are three major types of questions to choose from: fixed alternative questions, scale questions, and open-ended questions. Fixed alternative questions, as their name implies, offer a fixed choice between two or more responses. For example, do you know what the insanity plea is in the U.S. legal system? Yes, no, not sure. By limiting the possible responses, such questions produce clear, unambiguous answers. They also tend to yield superficial answers. Other techniques are needed to get beneath the surface. Scale questions resemble fixed alternative questions, but they allow more leeway in responding. For example, do you agree or disagree with the following? Expert psychologists can determine with a high degree of accuracy whether or not a defendant is criminally insane. Strongly agree, mildly agree, undecided, mildly disagree, strongly disagree. Questions like these are especially useful for getting at the strength of a respondent's attitudes. Open-ended questions give maximum leeway in responding. For example, what is your opinion about the insanity plea in U.S. court cases? Under what circumstances do you think the insanity plea is legitimate in a criminal trial? Please explain. Although open-ended questions invite more detailed responses than the other two types of questions, they also increase the likelihood of getting answers that do not give the kind of information you need. Because each type of question has its advantages and disadvantages, many questionnaires contain all three types.